All right, welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, we have the federal government looking to ban gas stoves used in almost half of the homes in the United States. More efficient, lower cost, you get the idea. They're always trying to starve us out. Death by a thousand policies, I call it. We also have eggs running out. You can't find them across America in numerous Walmarts and Costcos. It's coming, folks. The eggs aren't quite out yet, but they will be soon, as the government continues to kill the egg-laying chickens on a case-demic, scam-demic, calling it avian flu, but really just using false positive tests. I could go on and on about this. I have been. There's a lot more to it. Kids are dying suddenly. Marjorie Taylor Greene is selling us out. Brazil's coup has escalated to thousands of people being held in concentration camps and detainment centers, with multiple allegedly already dead. Andrew Tate has lost his appeal. He's losing all of his expensive cars because he was human trafficking women, keeping them hostage, pimping them out, beating and raping them, allegedly. And much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors, including a massive new Biden scandal and double standard around classified documents. You got it. All of this coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go.
Everyone knows vitamin C is essential. Researchers found store-bought potatoes lost over half their vitamin C value since 1951. That means you have to eat twice as many potatoes to block damage-causing free radicals and grow and repair tissues in all parts of your body. And what's that gonna do for your waist? Another option? Introducing the new liposomal vitamin C from redpillliving.com. It tastes like pure liquid sunshine. Take it by spoon, or mix it in a smoothie or yogurt. Then, our breakthrough liposomal technology delivers the powerful serving right where you need it most. Go to redpillliving.com/C and give it a try. It's FDA certified, heavy metal free, Prop 65 compliant, gluten-free, and non-GMO. It's redpillliving.com/C. Your waistline will thank you.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, is looking at banning gas stoves across the United States, calling it a hidden health hazard, while ominously moving us further and further from dependence on natural fossil fuels and toward dependence on unreliable green energy utopia fantasy ideals like wind, solar, and other things, which are nowhere near reliable enough for the full power grid. 40% of people use these gas stoves, at least around the country. And during a free-fall economic collapse and an impending famine, and energy costs soaring, they want to, again, weaponize their power to kill us. Death by a thousand policies. And meanwhile, our government is wholesale slaughtering most of our chicken supply, sending eggs not only up in cost, but unavailable in many Costcos and Walmarts around the country. All with the same kind of faulty science that they used around COVID. They ramped up the fear porn and then used faulty tests that always yield false positives to slaughter millions of chickens. Millions of chickens that lay eggs almost every day. And these eggs are soon going to be about a dollar each. And I don't mean a dollar each dozen. I mean a dollar each egg. Death by a thousand policies. Matt Gaetz is planning to have Republicans release the 14,000 hours of January 6 footage and tapes that have been previously hidden and kept censored from not only the public, but in many cases, even the defense attorneys and the defense victims, which these are not actual criminals, these are victims of a system out to get us. And obvious federal informant and insider, Baked Alaska, as he's known, sentenced for breaking into Pelosi's office, screaming at police on January the 6th, and even, you know, putting his feet on Pelosi's desk, looking like he was making phone calls from her phone, and of course filming everyone that was with him in the office in criminal activity so that they could later be identified for police And let's not forget, he was there partly behind the so-called Nazi Tiki Torch event in Charlottesville, where a bunch of mostly Obama supporters previously dressed up like Trump supporters as Nazis. Just another psyop. And he's only gotten 60 days in jail and 2 years of probation. Now, he has not been sitting in jail being tortured to death, as many of our victims here have been. He's been given an easy route despite being a prominent leader figure in this who had plenty of evidence, even on his own broadcast, to use against him. And he's been seen with Ray Epps numerous times, even plotting some of this stuff. So let's not defend this. We don't have to. He's obviously some sort of federal informant, insider, agent, something. Meanwhile, in Brazil, the coup continues, and the new dictator, communist Lula, has over 1,700 patriots in concentration camps, with multiple allegedly already dead. And now Marjorie Taylor Greene is not only shilling for McCarthy, but she even has agreed that Joe Biden was legitimately elected as president and is trying to distance herself from her former positions as a supposed QAnon supporter. At this point, I'm having a hard time seeing much of a difference between her and any other sellout rhino. House Republicans have voted to create a new select committee on the weaponization of the federal government. Although I don't have much hopes for it, it sounds great, and Jim Jordan is actually on this and heading it, although let's remember he was just shilling for McCarthy. He's another status quo individual. But here's what he has to say. During this time of many-fold ziohazards, we have the vaccine-induced plague of died suddenly, not only taking out our best and most athletic, but even killing kindergartners and young children who were dying suddenly all around us. A new Biden scandal has emerged where multiple locations now, it turns out, have found classified documents in a non-classified setting that was under the control of Joe Biden at one point, past offices and that sort. And, of course, these past offices have connections to the Chinese communist regime, which would probably have sent spies to read it if Biden wasn't handing it over to them to approve. But really, at the end of the day, we can only speculate about what happened with those classified documents. However, we know that he's a corrupt sellout who is in China's pocket in a number of other ways. And we know that when this supposedly happened to Trump, although Trump, being president, had full authority to declassify anything he wanted, and therefore did nothing wrong, the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and set him up and even put paperwork in the cameras that were from off-site to make it look worse when they were doing their photo ops, as though they had busted Trump in something horrible. How did that pan out? Not well for them, because Trump did nothing wrong. However, when Biden did something equally wrong, which was actually breaking the law, because he was not president at the time and did not have declass powers to be shoving classified documents away in his drawers, the way that President Trump did have the authority to do, well, it's pretty quiet. In fact, the media is defending him. There's no one raiding his offices yet. The FBI have not kicked in his family's homes, doors, or gone to any of their different various mansions. Not a peep so far. Complete double standard. In other news, Andrew Tate, the popular influencer who has often bragged about his many, many expensive cars, is going to lose all of them. The Romanian government is seizing his assets as part of their ongoing investigation into him for human trafficking multiple women, raping them, and also making them engage in profitable for him pornographic online content, allegedly. So far, at least 6 victims have been identified. He seduced them with his fame, his money, his influence, and then he kept them prisoner, beat them, raped them, and pimped them out on the internet. I hope that you have found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing at NemosNewsNetwork.com. Don't forget to shop Patriot at redpillliving.com and support our message while detoxing the deep state and stocking up on amazing immune-boosting and life-boosting products. And don't forget to stop by our chat rooms on Telegram. We have three of them. One of them is nemosnewsnetwork.com/chat, which is our exoteric news, what is happening in the world, chat room. We also have our esoteric chat room, theserapium.com/chat. And for our spiritual chat room, Uncensored Church, you can get that at theserapium.com/church. All of those are short links to various Telegram chat rooms that we moderate and, you know, we engage in chat there. You can ask us questions. We can talk about various stuff. I share a lot more stuff on the chat rooms there, too, as well. So hopefully we'll see you there, and we'll see you guys on the next one.